Welcome back. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. This is Issa Martel. Today is the 13th of Shawwal in the Islamic year of 1441, which corresponds to Friday, June 12th of 2020. So, a little bit of time has gone by since the protesting and all that has happened over George Floyd. Now here in Minneapolis, they are trying to talk about doing something about the police force, basically defunding it or incorporating it into some other type of way. The police department, the police chief, has pulled out of the union contract. This was backed by our mayor. A whole bunch of stuff going on involving that. So, if you're listening to this in, like, live, in the sense that around the date that this was recorded, you can probably just find all that on the news, so I'm not really going to talk about that. Unless something significant else happens again. But I want to mention that this game, PUBG, it's out. I don't play it. Nobody that I know plays it. But I guess they did an update that has idol that you gotta, like, basically pray to get some sort of benefit or reward, and it has Muslims flipping out, and I guess the creators of PUBG have removed that from the Muslim countries, I guess. Which, there are a lot of Muslims that play these types of games, especially when you consider, like, the Middle East and Asia has a crap load of Muslims living in it. Islam is the second largest religion, so it's pretty big, and most of the Muslims are from that area. My thoughts on this, I get annoyed with it because it's a game. So I don't really get why certain games cause these outrage things where people want to boycott them, and other games don't. And I think it's just because of the popularity of the game, but even that has problems. Because other games are equally as popular and nobody says anything about them. For example, Zelda. Zelda on the Nintendo Switch, very similar type of, there's goddesses, you're praying to stuff. On the base, it's the same exact thing as PUBG. I never heard anything about Zelda when Zelda came out and the Switch came out. There wasn't a Muslim, like, backlash. In fact, I know many Muslims, including myself, and my kid actually finished it like 3 times. So, and he has no problems with going out and praying to a tree or a stone or anything like that. But you have these other people that have this issue. And then the problem with this, well, let me give another example. Another example, and this might be more adult-oriented, is like Elder Scrolls or Skyrim. I mean, these types of games, like role-playing games, you're doing what Islamically is, like, negates your Islamic, is completely a shirk, and which is like polytheism. You're casting magic, which is in Islam, it's kufr, it's disbelief, so it immediately nullifies your Islam. But people don't complain about this. In fact, there's many Muslims that play these games, and we all know the success of Elder Scrolls and Skyrim especially. Then you have also games like Call of Duty or Division or Battlefield where you're killing people, which is ultimately the same if you're looking at the level of things that are un-Islamic. Killing people ranks up pretty high up there, so, and you have people playing these games with no issues either. Now, many of them are adults who play these types of games, and maybe that's the thing with PUBG Mobile. It's on phones, which has many more people the ability to access them than, say, like a Nintendo Switch, especially in these countries overseas where it's not they're not as, I don't want to say wealthy, and I don't want to say they're poor, but they don't have the means to have gaming consoles as easily as we do here. So, they rely on mobile phones, which everyone has. So if you have an app that can easily generate more instantaneous, like, outrage than a Nintendo Switch or a game or an Xbox or a PlayStation. The thing, though, going back to the point I was going to make, is that you'll have people then write to these Islamic scholars who are completely out of touch with this. They're generally older people. They did not grow up in an age like myself. I grew up in the 80s. Video games came out. We grew up in the arcade with quarters, then the consoles, and all the way up to now. So that's part of our culture and our identity, video games. I'm 46 now. We've been playing video games since I was like in elementary school, It's very much part of, I feel, my generation's identity, And then everybody younger than myself as well. So you have these Islamic scholars that aren't from this culture. They're from overseas. They're generally older. So they come from an age and an area that didn't have this, the ability to have video games. This just was not their thing until now, So they're getting told what the problems are, and they're getting told by people who will have agendas, basically, is what I feel anyway. This is my opinion. And they're very biased, told the scholars are given a picture that is biased toward a answer that they want, So instead of giving them these are the facts, this is the whole of everything, what do you think about this? They don't do that. Or at least rarely. I mean, obviously there are some people that do, and I'm just speaking in general from what I've seen on these types of things. This has happened multiple times, these types of people. In fact, I'm going to bring up something here. I remember back when Facebook went public. They were saying, the same type of people were saying that Muslims shouldn't be on Facebook. Facebook is haram, which is like forbidden, and the word for forbidden. and they list all these answers, like reasons why, but they're giving it based off of what some people feel. Like, if I feel like, hey, I think this is wrong, these are the negatives or why I feel it's wrong. But I don't put that in any context. I just say, yo, this is, you know, what's your opinion on this? This is what goes on it. And I go, blah, 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 blah. I don't really list any benefits. I don't see, grasp the culture. Of course, any scholar or anyone who you're asking their opinion of is going to agree that with your biased opinion, you know, especially if they don't know anything about this. And this is the issue with many Muslims. It's like Muslims from countries that are in the Middle East. I don't want to say non-Western. I don't know what it is, but there is a clear cultural difference. I mean, it could just be this. Every region of the world has different cultures, and perhaps our culture in the U.S. Stimulates a certain mindset that is not promoted or stimulated in other cultures, particularly cultures in the Middle East, unfortunately. And it wasn't always like that, but it is like that now. And that culture is that here we are able to, in general, we are able to think forward and think outside of the box and come up with solutions that are forward thinking. And from my experience, and I'm consider myself relatively traveled, well traveled. I lived abroad for a number of years. I lived in a Muslim country. My experience is that aspect is kind of missing. So when you try to come up with an idea or something and, like, say, pitch it, most of the people think inside the box. So they can't, if they're faced with a problem that's going on, they'll just follow the instructions and they don't think outside the box. And it's kind of like you're talking to them and they just don't do that. And that's not a negative toward them or a slight to them or anything. It's just, I feel that post-colonialism, we have this world over there now where it's very, you know, I don't want to say like totalitarian. I don't want to say it's like, I don't know, a dictatorship or whatever, but it is similar, or perhaps in the past, dictatorship type of mentality has created this cultural mindset. And that's one of like, okay, we just got to do whatever and et cetera. And it would make sense given the history of the region of the world, particularly in the history from, say, like the 1800s to now. You know, that would make sense. And perhaps they're coming out of that now with the advent of modern technology and the internet and this type of thing, which creates a more globalized community. But it is an issue. And to me personally, this whole PUBG thing and everything that comes out like this is just like a waste of time to address this type of issue. I mean, it's a game. It's a video game. And I think that these people shouldn't, I don't know. I just don't, I think they just don't get it that it's a game, or they don't, they don't play video games. It's maybe just like parents or people seeing this but aren't taking it into the context that it's a game. Really, if you have a kid that plays video games or any type of game, role-playing game or whatever, you're watching movies. I mean, you're going to go like this, then, you know, how are your kid going to watch Avengers when there's Thor in it, you know? So, or root for them, you know? All it's this type of thing. It's just nonsense when you get on this. This is entertainment. It's, you know, for fun. If you have a kid that has... that plays these games or watches these movies or reads books about this type of stuff, right? And then goes out and prays to a totem pole and expects to get a machine gun or something out of it, you have a problem as a parent. And that problem is... It's not the video game's problem. It's your problem in your inability to educate your kid into, you know, what is right and what is wrong, or what is not reality and what is reality. That's your problem. That's not the video game maker's problem. And while it was a nice gesture to remove this idol worship thing from PUBG, I don't feel it's even necessary to do that. Like, I think they're just... I don't really think that the company is catering to Muslims. I think it's more like a money thing, you know? Well, we're about to lose all these users, so let's just remove this from the game, you know? Because if it was really about... respecting people or being conscious of people or whatever, they wouldn't have put it in to begin with. And I don't even think that they... I don't think that they even need to have any... I don't think that companies like this need to respond to mass complaints like this. I mean, then don't have your kid use the game. And I guess that's what Muslims were going to do, but there must be a big enough Muslim player base that it would have affected something, so the creators were like, all right, we'll take it out. Or maybe they thought they'd get firebombed or something, because over there, Muslims, you know, there are some crazy Muslims, so this is a thing, you know, but... like I said, I think it's more, the problem is more with parents not either being in tune with their kids are doing, or the people not being aware of the context of games, culture of games. There's a whole large umbrella of issues that are like this. And I personally, this is my opinion, and Muslims I already online have already disagreed with me about this, but whatever. You know, I just don't think that it was anything that warranted this big response or big anything. The only reason I even knew about this is because I'm a member of a gaming group, and someone posted it. So I don't even play the game. I'm a member of a Muslim gaming group online. It's just like a forum, and someone mentioned it to me. And I gave the same answer there. I said, that's, to me, that's no big deal, and there's greater things to worry about and to deal with than this type of thing. Because there are bigger games and, you know, no one complains about them. That being said, I wanted to address something else, and it is this idea of like wanderlust, and why I personally had left the country and went and lived abroad. Yesterday I met a guy. I have a friend here. He is Syrian and he owns a store down by my post office, so I go hang out with him. There's not really any Muslims up around our house, so I visit him, you know, pretty much a couple times a week. But yesterday he sent me a message and said stop by, so I stopped by, and there was another guy there, one of his friends, who is Moroccan. So he's from Morocco. We started talking, and I ended up staying for like an hour or so, talking about Morocco and stuff like this. So this brother, he has been living here for like 20 years, but he goes, obviously his family and stuff is from Morocco, so he goes back every couple of years or whatever. And he asked me, like, what do you like about that place? And, you know, I talked to him, and I haven't been asked that question in a long time. Like, why do you like it there? You know, and it comes from, like, the tone and, like, the incentive, like, the tone behind the comments is, like, I can't believe as an American you would like it there as opposed to here. Why would you go live there when you're American and you can live here? And I get it if you're from one of these countries, why you would come and live here. And obviously, money, better opportunity, this type of thing. But the culture, and I know I'm going to sound, I just mentioned the culture not being open in these countries, but the culture in a sense of like people being nice, people being friendly, people being hospitable, these aspects of the culture, I found to be much more appealing in this, in particularly Morocco, but in equally in these types of countries, like into the Middle East and like Persia type of area. I feel that the culture there is different, and it seems more open to talking with other people about life and these types of issues as opposed to here in the U.S. I know that doesn't really sound like it makes sense, but here I feel that we have been really affected by the Puritan way of life that was dominant in like the 19th century. And we have very ideas, like very like closed ideas kind of based off this. And with that, I'm talking about things that are relatively you would say natural to a person, but here they are not. For example, like breastfeeding in public. Remember a couple of years ago, that was like a massive thing, and it still is, but why is that even an issue, right? Why is that an issue? Because that's naturally what how a human would live up until, you know, I don't know when they invented a bottle, but Similac and everything wasn't invented until, what, the 50s or whatever? Formula wasn't a thing until then. So throughout all of human history, however many hundreds of thousands of years, I don't know how long humans been alive, more than 6,000, you know, humans have been surviving by breastfeeding. I mean, that was it. You survived by this way. So for now it to be viewed as dirty or disgusting or I don't want to see that type of thing is mind-blowing to me. Now, I'm not saying, you know, just blatantly whip out a boob and start having your kid, like, suck on it as, you know, in the middle of, a large crowd. But most women that breastfeed have some sort of cover or something and do it semi-indiscreetly, you know. So it's these types of things. I feel that, like, here in the U.S., we've broke away from the connection with the natural rhythm of life. That's, if we remove the technology and we move all this type of stuff, we've broke away from being connected naturally either to nature or to ourselves or the body or whatever. And I think that comes with our culture and our lifestyle. It comes with the benefits of our culture and our lifestyle, but it's a big negative. So when you go to these types of countries, right, and you see, all right, well, the country doesn't have the same amount of wealth or income, but these people are happy. You know, the poor people, I don't even want to call them poor, but we'll just say they don't have the same standard of living, they're happy. Whereas here, those same type of people are miserable. You know, that's what I see. You know, if you put the categories of the people together, here they're miserable, they're happy. So what's the problem? Like, what, that has to be something then in our culture, in the way we live, in what we promote as what values are, what we promote as things that are what we should get. And you see it. You see it even, we see this in just like last week or the week before when these protests and riots started and the looting started. People, you see the video, people running out with sneakers, you know? It's goes back to this mentality of, like, stuff like this. I gotta get stuff, you know. Yes, it's capitalism, I guess, in purest form, but it's materialism at the same time. And I personally feel that materialism sucks, you know, it's just like sucks your soul right from you. And, you know, you're living ultimately a, you know, miserable life, but you have a lot of nice things, you know. And you see this now. You see, like, why you consider, right, why do these people that are famous, wealthy actors, musicians, artists, they end up killing themselves, you know? now we say everything's mental health, but at the same time, what is driving, like, what is the triggers to this, you know? Maybe if they seem to have everything, right? They have wealth, they have fame, they have they don't need to struggle for their lifestyle. I mean, they have personal struggles, obviously, in different ways, and mental health is a serious thing. But is that the root cause of the problem? Like, for example, if our society didn't promote this concept of materialism, and you had mental health issues, would you end up killing yourself? You know, when you're seeing, like, well, I've done everything I'm supposed to do, or what they tell me to do, or what is promoted as being successful, so I am technically successful, but not happy inside, and I'm just faking it. So what's the problem? You know, would that same mentality, like I said, would that same mentality, or would the same result of the mental health kicking in to the point where suicide is a logical option, happen if the society wasn't like that? Like, if the society was instead promoting being happy, like maybe being happy with what you got, you know, or perhaps being more nurturing, being more caring, this type of thing, then would then people that have mental health issues, would that manifest in a different way? I don't know, but I will say that, you know, this is something that here in the U.S. and probably Europe as well, I feel that, you know, is the reason why so many people, when they go to these other countries, and they're Muslim countries now, so they've been Muslim for a good 1400 years, most of them, so that cultural identity has certainly has long time to grow, and I would say that most likely probably the early Muslims that went to these countries and ultimately, like, turn them into a Muslim majority and then ultimately a Muslim country, had some effect. The characteristics of Islam are there. And I feel that's why people feel like, wow, it's such a magical place, quote unquote. You know, Morocco, when you go there as a tourist, you're like, man, I love it here. It's so nice. The people are great, this type of thing. But the thing is that you have the ability to go there and travel, whereas the people that live there, you know, don't have the ability to leave. So unless they, you know, have money or something like this and can get out. So, you know, there's both there's a flip side to enjoying it while you're there. And when this brother, he had asked me, going back to that, like, okay, you know, what did you like there, and et cetera, et cetera. Like, I can tell from him, it was kind of like, I can't believe you would like it there because I left there, you know? So, and then, but once we proceed, and this happens a lot with me, once we proceeded to talk about Morocco, and I don't know if it's Moroccans like kind of test you to see if you're really Moroccan, but you know, once it's like, okay, you know what Morocco's like, you're actually Moroccan, you know, then it's all, everything's cool. So it's kind of weird. I don't know. Those are just some of my thoughts. I'm going to end it there. So like I said, previously, I added a Facebook page for this podcast. So if you're listening up to here, give it a like. You can send me an email. My email is strangermartel@gmail.com. And you can find me on Facebook, Issa Martel, or whatever. But thanks for listening. Have a good one. Till next time. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.